forum for frank talk about what people do for a living. Works Do.
Hello and welcome to Works Do. It's July 29th, 2012, and this is episode number 42. I'm Kate Gace Walton. I'm the editor of Works Do, an online collection of essays and interviews in which people ponder their work lives. In this episode, I talk to USA Today's film writer, Susan Wozina. Here's the interview. So I'm talking today to Susan Wozina, who has worked for many years as a film critic. And Susan, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure.
So I know that you were at USA Today for, is it 12 years?
Oh, many more.
Oh, many more. Well, maybe
I hate to say it, but it's been 29, but I was a film critic for 12 years, from 1989 to 2001. And now I just cover, not Jeff, but I do interviews with people involved in filmmaking and also kind of cover trend stories and other issues in the film industry.
And so how did you come to focus on the on film criticism in particular? How did you come to that work?
Well, I'm very opinionated, so I always enjoyed sharing my opinions about things, and I love movies. I love all pop culture and entertainment, but I just first gravitated towards working at newspapers because I had always, I think even in grade school, if there was a school newspaper, I was involved in it, whether in grade school or high school or junior high or in college. And my college didn't have a journalism program per se back then, but I had an English degree. But once I graduated from college, I said, well, what can I do with an English degree? I know a lot about Milton, but that doesn't really pay the bills. So I said, but I liked writing about real things. I liked nonfiction things. So I ended up going to graduate school and got a journalism degree and ended up saying, first you have to get a job in newspapers. So I wasn't immediately able to follow my dream of being a film critic, which is what I always wanted to do eventually. But I was a copy editor, and I wrote headlines and did layouts. I was a feature editor for another newspaper. But the newspaper I was at, my last job was before USA Today, was a Gannett paper. So when USA Today was created, I was able to transfer over to there. And it took a while, but one of the film critics did leave, and I was able to tell, by that time I was the head of the copy desk in the life section, but I had proven myself enough by doing other writing for the paper as well as my other job that they gave me a chance.
So yeah. That reference to it as your dream job is something that I wanted to dig into, because I was watching a movie, I guess a couple weeks ago, a documentary, I don't know if you've seen it, called Hecklers. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm. No.
And it started out being about hecklers and what stand-up comics, usually have to contend with. But I was sort of disturbed / interested to see that they then threw critics into the same pool.
Interesting.
Yeah, it seemed to me a little bit unfair to critics, but in discussing critics, one of the, I think he was a screenwriter, said something along the lines of, no kid ever grows up wanting to be a critic, and this was his way of sort of scorning the
profession.
Well,
that's not exactly true.
Well, it sounds like you did, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just knew that was I wanted to be involved in film writing. I mean, I wasn't just a critic even mm-hmm. when I was, that was one of my job titles for those 12 years. But mm-hmm. what I really wanted to, I also did interviews. I also, did other sorts of writing about film. The trouble was that at times there was a conflict if I was doing stories about the film as well as, delivering my opinion about it, because I had to be honest. And
sure.
sometimes there's a conflict there. And once in a while, I mean, I'm not a very good liar. So, you know, I would always find something to say nice about a film when I was interviewing the person and make it honest. But, you know, eventually it kind of was too much of a conflict to be both. And so I chose what I thought was probably what would have been more valuable for the paper and let someone else take over as the critic.
So had you ever aspired to actually be working on movies, making movies, or was it always your aspiration to be writing about the industry?
I would love to write a screenplay, I preferred, you know, seeing it as an observer rather than a participant, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I just was fascinated by how they do what they do. I've gone to many film sets now, and I think when you first go to a film set, you think it's the most boring process in the world because there's an awful lot of waiting, an awful lot of repetition. But once you get over that and you see how it's done, it's an incredible process. I just find it still to this day fascinating. So I think I was more interested in, I enjoy kind of looking at pop culture and trying to make sense out of it. And sometimes that can be a hard thing to do when it's in the case of something after 9/11, where we're providing this instant analysis of what it all means, and the same thing just happened with the Dark Knight movie. But I think I like to see trends and see things, you know, how does it reflect something about us, that we are watching this and this is making money and suddenly this film or this person is now popular. What does it say about where we are as a society or culture? So that, to me, it's more than just I want to talk to stars. It's more I want to find out why this is appealing to people. Why did this person want to make this movie? You know, something like, you know, the thing about movies is it's not about movies. It's about millions of topics. So every time I cover a film, I have to learn something, whether if it's about war or it's about, you know, literature, a book, or, you know, something, you know, like, it's not one time. I have to learn something about baseball if it's a baseball movie, you know.
Right.
So it's actually much more akin to what I was doing as an English major with research than that it is anything all that glitzy.
Yes.
Although, you know, I do get to talk to famous people, too, which is also a challenge. And it's fun, but to make them say something that they've never said before, or, you know, something, you know, get them to talk to you like you're not somebody they have to talk to, but they feel comfortable with. It's also, so there's many facets to my job. It's
right.
Not just I sat down and I said, this film sucks. You know,
yeah.
More to it than that.
Absolutely. One thing I was interested in is that the media landscape has changed so much in the years that you have been in journalism.
Right.
And, you know, is it viable for someone who is, say, graduating from college these days to aspire to make a living writing about film, or has it just become much more challenging? What's your view on that?
It is much more challenging, but there's still an appetite for it. I mean, I'm just happy I'm continuing to do what I have done for many years now, but it has changed greatly, and even what they want from me and what we produce. I mean, we're trying to go more and more digital, so, you know, it's a different mindset, and you have to, you know, adapt to that. I think I can't comprehend, you know, just on my own becoming a blogger and trying to build a following and getting my opinion to count among the many thousands now and thousands of voices providing opinions. You know, I think I was very lucky that I had a national base to kind of establish myself. And even though, you know, I've been doing this a number of years, it still would be hard if I left a newspaper and I would have to, you know, somehow get affiliated with an already established website, I think, if I was going to do something beyond newspapers. So it is hard. I would not tell people unless they have a plan that sounds like it will lead to, you know, having a real profession or career that will pay the bills, that, you know, you don't, it sounds like fun, but it's also a lot of work, and it's also very hard to have the impact that critics did, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
That wraps up the interview for today. Thanks again very much to my guest, Susan Wozina. Thanks also to everyone who's contributed an essay to Works Do. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening today. The next episode will be released in 2 weeks, and I hope you'll check it out. In the meantime, please let me know what you thought of the interview by sending an email to kate@worksdo.com, by posting a comment on the Works Do website, or by writing a review for iTunes. Thanks again, and bye for now.